to the Bible, God's holy word, a lamp unto my feet, a light unto my path. His word is my eye and my heart, that I might not sin against God. I pledge allegiance to the Christian flag and to the Savior of redeeming saints, one Savior, crucified, risen and coming again, with life and liberty to all who believe. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Be back in the house of the Lord tonight.
Amen.
Okay, prayer list. Joseph Smith, Scotty Smith, Linda Johnson family, Zane Hudson, Carol Buff, Buddy Weaver, Andrew Morgan, Kenny Brown, Jardine Schrantz, Gladys Keegan, Dallas Keegan, Randy Winstead, Christy Morgan, Debbie, Maddie, Dorothy Buff, Jeremy Matthews and family, Frank and Lou Ann and family, Larry Burns and family, Kayla, Anna, Addie, Haley Mills, Suzanne, Mark Thomas, Louis Vito, Kelly Pruitt, and Emily. Thank you to be added to our list. Okay. If I got anything on your heart tonight.
I just wanted to thank the Lord for bringing me back to his house this afternoon. Thanking him for all he blessed me. Thank him for that day, 1973. He saved me.
Amen.
Want to thank the Lord for saving me and letting me be here this evening. Just give us a good place to come on a Sunday night and worship the Lord. Y'all just continue to remember Jan. She's had some health problems. She's in the hospital right now. Lord willing, be getting out tomorrow. Just some stuff with her heart, and we don't know if it's actually her heart, but they don't really know what's going on. So just pray for the Lord to move in that, and that Lord would deal with Nana's daughter Christy and just bring her to where she needs to be, where the Lord's able to get a hold of her.
Anyone?
My dad, he has a stomach virus.
Such a blessing from you, knowing our brothers and sisters around the world. God, so many are having to hide or to be able to worship you for the government trying to come after them, Lord, or having to meet in places where it's cold and it's wet or it's hot. And, God, we have such comfortable places to worship you. And Lord, we realize we don't deserve it. And God, we thank you so much for it, God. And I thank you for everything that you do for us, knowing that we're undeserving of every bit of it. God, I pray that you would help us tonight, that we would praise you and lift up your name. God, for you alone are able worthy to receive honor and glory. God, I pray that you'd move in all the prayer requests that were mentioned, that you'd move in every life according to your will. God, I pray that you'd give grace for every need. And Lord, I pray that you'd be in the service tonight. Please help your man as he preaches. I pray that you'd help us as we sing also.
Page six.
This one, George, you need the saints.
Yeah.
Oh, I should leave that one after, so. Bring this one out again.
About as bad as your mom. Here it is.
So playing. Some of them we do to music, some of them we do on cello.
Thank you, Pastor.
Come to drink if you want to.
Okay.
I was standing by my window on a cold and cloudy day, when I saw that hearse come rolling for to carry my mother away. Will the circle be unbroken by and by, Lord, by and by? There's a home awaiting in the sky, Lord, in the sky. Well, I told the undertaker, please drive slow for that lady that you're hauling. Lord, I hate to see her. Home awaiting in the sky, Lord, in the sky. Well, I followed close behind her, tried to hold up and be brave, but I could not hide my sorrow, for they laid her in her grave. Be unbroken by and by, Lord, by and by. There's a bear home awaiting in the sky, Lord, in the sky. I went home, my home was lonely. Now my home away in the sky, Lord, in the sky. Amen.
Amen.
Forget it, man.
Yeah.
Well, you picked that one. That's amazing.
Well, we hit the right key, too, and it helped.
Yeah.
Once again, like the says, good to be back in the house of the Lord.
Amen.
Just thank the Lord for all his many blessings.
Amen.
He's blessed us. Most wonderful.
Amen.
We're going to be in the book of 2 Timothy, chapter number 3. And I'm going to start verse number 1. 2 Timothy? Tim.
Timothy. When's that?
And very back.
Very back. Timothy.
Second.
I'm looking for it.
What's that?
Yeah.
Chapter 3, verse 1. This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall become lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unfaithful, unholy, without natural affliction, truth breakers, false accusers, incontinent, friends, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heavy-minded, lovers of pleasure more than the lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. For of this sort are they which creep into houses and lead captive silly women laid with sin, led away with divers lusts, ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Matthew, you pray for us.
Lord, I thank you again for the day you've given us. I thank you for the service thus far. God, I thank you for the reading of your word and making it available to us. And God, the promise that your Holy Spirit would bring us things to remembrance whatsoever you've said unto us. And God, I pray that you help Dad tonight as he preaches, that you give him an anointing by your Holy Spirit, God, and prepare us to receive it. God, that we might grow towards you and be more what you have us to be. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. You may be seated. My thought's going to come out of verse number 7. It says, ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. And folks, that's about it today.
Yeah.
The smartest generation that's ever been, as far as knowledge. I can remember as a kid, back in the 70s and 80s, the PBS stations had a little slogan, power is knowledge. Knowledge is power. Sometimes knowledge can make you just plumb stupid.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not preaching tonight against education.
Right.
It's not that I'm preaching against education, it's what's being taught.
Right, amen.
You know, you can be knowledgeable in a lot of things.
Yeah.
And you can be, you know, smart at a lot of things. Just common sense smart.
Yeah.
And die and go to hell.
Yeah, amen.
Because you never come to the knowledge of truth. And what is the truth?
Jesus.
Jesus.
Amen.
Jesus is the truth.
Amen.
And the knowledge of Jesus. You know, you take Solomon. He could have had anything he wanted. God told him, whatever you want. You know what he wanted?
Wisdom.
We read here of all these things that wrote down here in Timothy. All these things. Let me go back to it. It, you know, starts in verse number 2. You know, what it says in verse number 1? Know that this know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come. And we see that. Mm-hmm. And you think,
yeah,
perilous times? Preacher, where are you at? We're the richest nation in the world. Mm-hmm. How can we be perilous? Perilous? We might have the most money. We might even have the smartest people. But there's one thing that we're lacking. We're lacking the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
We're lacking the truth.
Yeah.
this other stuff, and if you ain't got Jesus, if you ain't got the Lord, we ain't got nothing.
Amen.
Hey, if we don't have Jesus, church tonight, we are poor and naked, desolate. We ain't got nothing without God.
Amen.
We're the poorest nation in the world. We're below even the third world countries if we don't have the Lord. Sitting here with half a dozen cars in the yard, $600,000 home, you know, jobs making millions, and we're poor. Because we have not come to the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm speaking as a nation. Now, even in your poorest nations today, there is a handful of Christians here and yonder throughout the world.
Yeah.
Man, you go over our work, preacher Nathan and his sons at Jacob. And there's a world that is, you know, they're eating out of garbage cans. They're running around here in the middle of winter with no shoes and socks and no coat. But they're the richest people in the world because they got Jesus.
Yeah.
Preacher, how'd I get a hold of one of my socks? I throw it away and go back and go buy me another pair. Right. Well, you must have seen my rag pile. But glory to God. Folks, we're a people that has need for nothing. We have a need for nothing. But in reality, we have a need in our country for God to come back and put his hands back on us.
Yeah.
Glory to God. Imagine, folks, in that judgment day, standing before God with all their degrees and their little plaques. And little diplomas. Well, I was this and I was that. I had the knowledge. I could make anything or build anything, cure diseases with medicine that is man-made medicine. Not natural stuff, but you know what I mean, synthetic. They're standing over all those degrees, and the Lord says, there was one thing that you liked.
Yeah.
The knowledge of the truth.
Yeah.
You like the knowledge of the truth, so therefore you cannot enter into my kingdom. To be picked up and cast into the lake of fire. Mm-hmm. Preacher John used to say, I have more degrees than a thermometer. Mm-hmm. But die and go to hell. Because they lack the knowledge of the truth.
Yeah.
Living in a country with colleges, schools on every corner. And be ignorant. Schools everywhere in a country that is deprived of the knowledge of the truth, the Lord Jesus Christ. That's sad to say. Many of you look, churches. There's churches everywhere, like this one right here, where there's more pews empty than there are full.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, The fullest I've seen this church in a long time was Friday for a funeral. Yeah. The last time I seen it that full was a funeral.
Yeah.
People that lives within walking distance of this building, this church, who have not come to the knowledge of the truth, who refuse the truth, who don't want to know the truth. You know, there's one thing to not be told the truth. But I'm going to tell you something. It's something else to be told the truth and refuse it. Amen?
Yeah.
I mean, we've got a world out there. There's enough of preaching going on still yet in this country. They preach on the radio. They preach on the streets. They preach on the internet. They preach on Facebook.
Yeah.
But still we're in a country that is the pride of the truth.
Yeah.
They don't want the knowledge of the truth. They don't want to know Him. They have no need for Him. But I'm going to tell you, church, if you listen to what I tell you, there's a day that's coming just right around the corner. Where they're going to get to a point, this country will cry out, just like the children of Israel. Remember in the Old Testament? They'll get with God, and everything will be all right, and then they get away from God, and what happens? They get in trouble. They get in bondage.
Yeah.
And we think because we live in America, that we're not never going to be in bondage. We're always going to be free. Because I'm going to tell you something. They're working every each and day to try to get you in bondage.
Yes.
Any way they can do it.
Amen.
There's going to be a day when this country is going to be in bondage. Now I'm not talking about just the bondage of sin that is in right at this present moment.
Yeah.
I'm talking about the very freedom. Right here. That very freedom is going to go.
Yeah.
And people are going to start crying out for the Lord. Then they're going to want the knowledge. Then they want to hear the truth. But as long as they can be rescued from one of their MasterCards or Visa during a troubled time, as long as there's somebody to help them out other than God, they're going to do it.
Amen.
But when it gets to the point, and it will, we will see that. I'm almost certain of it.
Yeah.
From what I see. Folks, we're coming to a time when we're going to be like the children of Israel. We're going to be down on our hands and knees, and we're going to be begging God to come back.
Yeah.
Folks, they ain't going to be praying to Buddha. They ain't going to be praying to Allah. They ain't going to be praying to none of these other. Because they know they won't, them don't work.
Yeah.
They're going to be calling on the God Jehovah.
Yeah.
Our God. The only God that there is can hear.
Yeah.
That's like the message this morning. You know, they cried out to Baal and they cried out to Baal. Mm-hmm. They jumped up and down on the altars. They cut themselves. They done everything they could to get Baal's attention. But Baal could not hear them.
Right.
The God of fire could not throw down fire to their altar. They tried. But glory to God. One man prayed and said, Lord, let this day you be known. Yeah. To the children of Israel, that you are God.
Yeah.
And he sent down fire to an altar that had wood and stones that was saturated with water, and it burned.
Yeah.
They're going to be crying out to this God because they're going to want His knowledge of the truth then. We see it many times in the Old Testament, don't we? Over and over. I mean, what? 13 times just in the book of Judges. Mm. There was 13 judges, was there not? So there have been 13 times.
Yeah.
Just in the book of Judges. And I ain't counting through Kings, 1st and 2nd, Chronicles, 1st and 2nd. You know, Samuel, where all those times when they were in bondage and they had to send a judge to get them out, or, you know, some king died off and a better one come along. What makes America think this any better? That God is not going to let them see trials and tribulations and get in times where they literally have to beg God to hear them. Folks, I'm glad tonight. Glory to God that I have come to the knowledge of the truth.
Amen.
That I know the truth. And when these times come, the ones of us that know the truth is going to be able to tell the truth to the ones who don't. When they're in these perilous times, these times will come. I'm not up here preaching doomsday. I'm just preaching the truth.
Yeah.
All your little electric computerized gizmos is not going to help you.
Right.
Your electric cars ain't going to take you away from it. Mm-hmm. Just think about these electric cars just for a minute. If everything in this world is electric, they only got to push one button.
Mm-hmm.
The way it is right now, they'd have to cut off gas and electric. All this other stuff, we get to where we're down to just depending on one source. They control that one source. Who do they control?
Mm-hmm.
Amen?
Yeah.
It'd be nice if we could get them to understand before it's too late, ain't it? Preaching, keep telling. We'll get a few more in.
Yeah.
There'll be more. They'll get in. Mm-hmm. Not all, but a few.
Yeah.
After all, you look at Jesus' life. It was just a few. If you look at that multitude, most of them was looking to, you know, you had that big majority of Pharisees and Sadducees that was trying there not to learn, but to find fault.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
So tonight, church, remember this verse. And this is our world today. Ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth.
Amen.
That's the world that we live in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Does anybody got anything on their heart tonight? Preacher, have you? Pray for us.
Father, Lord, I just thank you that you saved us, Lord, opened our eyes and showed us the truth, Lord. I'm glad that we know you, Lord. I'm glad that we can come to you, Lord, whether we're discouraged or depressed or whatever problem. And Lord, and you hear our prayer, Lord, let us pray, Lord, that you help us to see, Lord God, and see the need of these people, Lord, that have a burden, Lord. I know I'm not burdened. Pray you to help me,
send if we can find somebody.
Can you put your hand on something?
You can go away at one.
No, all right.
Well, he said his dog had a stroke and his sister ran, and she said, I never heard of that. I was going to work on it.
Oh, yeah.
He got you. He had his one right up here, and one out there, how it's in that farm, it's right before the school.
My baby. Thank you, my brother.
And then he's got one on.
Oh, are you done yet?
I only want to have something to do with.
Thank you, my brother.
Oh, yeah.
No problem, go ahead.
Appreciate you letting us all sing with you.
It was hard to see it.
Hey, Drake, you gotta shine your instrument up.
Yeah, because my fingers are real oily, and before I started doing that, it hit like green on the strings. Yeah, so I started wiping it off after I play it. It keeps that from happening so much. It'll usually be okay until it's time to change the strings anyway, which is not happening. I just felt like doing it, so I kind of put it off. It's not, it ain't real hard, it's just aggravating.
Yeah, I was trying to.
The guy and I get, they're like, call it, I don't know, I think they're like $800 or something. Yeah. The high dollar ones are $20 or $25, but I found them. They actually used to be better, but I don't know, it was like there after a while, like I thought they wasn't all that good, so. Actually was having a little better, third was out now.
I follow that.
Yeah.
It had to have been real expensive if it was.
Well, I would get off.
I'm gonna tell you what, the right person comes along.
Yeah, that probably wouldn't work. I don't know if I've seen a Martin guitar under $1,000. That's like them, there used to be a place. Well, I guess it must still be there, down on the same exit. I want to say it's on the same exit as Knife Works over in Sevierville. It was a music store, and they had a whole room of Martin guitars, big old sign on the door. No picks inside this room. They didn't want people scratching the finish. So you play it, but you got your fingers.
I will talk to her.
I bought an electric guitar one time real cheap out of a musician's friend. It was like a kit. It was like, I think it was less than $100 for the guitar and the amp and the cord and everything.